as you may know, we have been moving from leaded fuel to unleaded, and this has been under preparation for some time. And the refineries which we use are located in South Africa. And when the move to lead replacement fuel was put into effect at the beginning of the year, these refineries had to do a conversion. And when they then started producing lead replacement fuel, they did not produce it to the quantities that were adequate to meet demand. But these quantities are enough to keep, you know, all of us going. I mean, the countries that are depending on those refineries, it's a few filling stations here and there which do not have enough fuel. But otherwise, the situation is near normal. It's not at all anywhere near a crisis, as has been reported. I think those who have been saying there are serious shortages reaching crisis levels are exaggerating.
Were there any specific measures that were put in place by your ministry to foresee some of these otherwise alleged shortage in the country so it could prevent it from happening?
Well, the measures were arranged through the petroleum industry, through the companies that do the supply. We as a government do not order fuel directly. We only get it through the private sector. And the private sector had contingency plans, which we were briefed on, and we were satisfied that these plans could sustain us through the transition from leaded fuel to lead replacement. And there will be a few hiccups here and there, but by and large, there is fuel. But there are a few stations which do not have enough.
How reassuring the government, and for that matter, you being the minister, be to these people?
Well, I'm not aware of any panic. I have seen some reports which indicated that a few filling stations did not have enough supplies of fuel. But I wouldn't say people are panicking. No, things are normal here. Of course, in a situation where people are used to having adequate supplies without any hiccups at all, when there is a hiccup in one or two gas stations, then they ask questions, but it's not a crisis at all. There's no panic on the ground.
So they are sure that anytime they go, apart from a few areas, there is enough fuel to go around the country?
There is enough fuel to go around the country. What has happened is that there may be a petrol station which does not have enough. But if one doesn't have enough, the next one or the next two will have enough. It's a matter of management of the supply by the petrol companies. So they may supply some fuel stations more than they do the others.
So it's a matter of demand and supply, basically?
To some extent, yes. But I must acknowledge that the supply we are getting from the refineries is not what we had originally expected, because the refineries themselves are operating at less than 100% capacity. I think they are operating at about 70 or 80% thereabouts.